Okay, Nancy, here's what I read recently. I read that way up there on the top 10 list of stuff that couples bicker about is how to load the dishwasher. Silly me, I thought it was just me and the L&T.
Oh, no. The funniest thing is when you mentioned this to me, I asked Mac, I said, so, you know, when you load the dishwasher and when I load the dishwasher, do you have a problem with this? He said, oh, no, I don't mind how you load the dishwasher. It's how you unload the dishwasher that really gets me. He said that I always put the glasses willy-nilly, is how he described it, which is so far from the truth, because I very specifically take certain types of glasses and put them on the left, juice glasses. These little pink numbers that we have that are kind of small tumblers, I stack those in the front, and the big, large, kind of beer size, iced tea size glasses he likes to use, those are always on the right, okay? I always do that. He swears up one side and down the other that I don't.
Well, you know, it's too bad that we couldn't have gotten both Mac and DeGroote in here to tell their side of the story, but the honest truth is that Cheryl would rather French kiss a rattlesnake than ever speak to a microphone, so it's just not going to happen.
Well, you know what? I grabbed my iPhone when he started ranting, and I said, wait a minute, I need to get this on tape, and he absolutely refused, and I was begging him, come on, give me the business. It was such eloquent business. He said, you want to tape it for the radio? I'm not going on the radio. So what do you do that aggravates her, or vice
versa?
Well,
she simply refuses to acknowledge that I have a better idea about loading the dishwasher than she does. She just, you know, thinks that she is just the queen of dishwasher loaders, which is so untrue. But I use that. I use that against her to get her to load it when it really should be me, because I'll say stuff like, oh, there's too much in here. Nobody but a really good dishwasher loader could ever fit anything, you know, in there now. And she'll take that as a challenge. She says, oh, yeah? Watch this, sucker. But recently, the thing that we've been arguing about is whether the silverware, now that it's made out of silver, should go in business end up or business end down.
And by business end, you mean like the fork tines or the...
Like the fork tines, you know, should be up or down. The knife blade should be up or down. And I claim that the business end should be down for the obvious reason that when you unload the dishwasher, you can then pull that stuff out by its handle instead of getting your fingerprints all over the business end that people are going to be putting in their mouths. She says, oh no, it has to be sticking up because it'll get washed better that way.
Well, you know who's right, don't you?
Yeah, me.
No. The L&T. She's right. Because I looked it up.
No.
Because
oh,
I
no.
wondered the same thing. No, I'm sorry. So here's the deal. You need to place the knives, forks, and spoons with the handle down. And you need to distribute them loosely, mixing up different kinds of utensils in the utensil baskets to prevent several of the same items from nesting in one another and blocking the water. Now, this makes sense to me, too.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to distract DeGroote when this is on the air, because if she hears it, I'll never hear the end of it. Eaters, let's hear from you. This is an ongoing controversy, I think, among couples everywhere, all over the country, anywhere that people got a dishwasher. They're arguing about that. So let's hear about what your argument's about and what you think at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. And by the way, great garlic picks from Dick's Garlic Cam. That stuff is getting big and scary. I'm Dick Stein. And Nancy, you won't take it back. You won't see things my way.
No, I won't. And I also want to say, I know people are going to let us know that we should be lucky that we have spouses that even deign to help us in the kitchen. Am I right or am I right?
You're right. When you're right, Nancy.